Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this April 12th, 2024. I have your host, James, here, and I'm joined by our great friend, Phil Brown, from the Southwood County Historical Museum. Phil, thanks so much for being here.
Well, hello, James, and greetings from the Southwood County Historical Museum.
We want to send a big thank you to our friends at Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau setting this up and giving us an opportunity to talk to Phil and talk a little bit about the great history over here and the great museum we have. Give a reach out to Meredith and the gang over at Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau. They do such great work in this community. And speaking of that, Phil, you and your team over there have done great work for many years at our historical museum. We love our museum. One of the first experiences I had in this area, taking a field trip to that museum and just falling in love with this area ever since. We got a lot of great things going on over there, a lot of great traveling exhibits. Where would you like to start?
Oh, that's great, James. And we have so much going on. We went through a major renovation of our first floor at the museum during 2022. And starting last year and this year, we've really brought in some nice exhibits. These traveling exhibits from the State Historical Society and also the Smithsonian traveling exhibits have just been a wonderful addition to our local history. For instance, right now we have a traveling exhibit about Wisconsin's John Muir. Mm. And he was born in Wisconsin. And he was an advocate for national parks and his view on many environmental issues. Mm-hmm. And we have a great exhibit on the great John Muir, and that runs through May 31st.
Excellent.
So please stop down. It's just really a wonderful, wonderful exhibit. Following that, June 2nd to July 3rd. We have a great one by the Smithsonian, on loan from the Smithsonian, and it talks about coming to America, immigrants coming into our great country over the past 200-300 years, and how they made it from, let's say, New York City to Wisconsin, to Minnesota, to the Dakotas, and how they traveled, how they settled in. And so many of our ancestors, James, came to America and came to this part of the country. It's pretty amazing how they did it. It was wild country back then.
It's fascinating. It is just fascinating. You look at, like, as a kid growing up, you know, you and I are both transplants and we love this area and have been in this area for quite a while, but I think it gives us a unique perspective as well of this area and a chance to kind of take a step back and really appreciate it. And I know coming up here from Chicago as a kid, there's no trip I've made more in my life than from Naperville to here, back and forth a billion times. But one of the things that always stood out to me about that trip was all the different things that I would see on the way here. And that's about a four-hour ride on a car. I every once in a while I would think of, like, well, what about with horses, or what about on foot, or something like that. We think nothing of going over to another state now. Back then, in this time, to think about what you had to pull off to go from New York to Wisconsin or something like that, the drive and the passion that you have to have, the willpower you have to have to make that happen, that's our history. That's our history that we can take in.
Very well put, James.
It's really unique to be able to...
So having that traveling exhibit and the Smithsonian underwriting it is just absolutely fabulous.
And then, you know, when you take in being able to take pride in a fellow Wisconsinite or somebody who is a fellow Midwesterner in John Muir and a great exhibit like this, one of the things that stood out to me about this exhibit is I thought I knew quite a bit about John Muir. I found out I did not know nearly as much as I thought I did. There's some really interesting stuff with this great human, great American.
Yeah, there really is. And you have to give yourself maybe almost a half an hour to really go through these panels in our renovated first floor to really get the true story of his life starting out here in Wisconsin.
It's a really interesting story. I encourage you to check it out.
Yeah. But also, getting back to a local history level, we have lots of ideas going on. Many years ago, probably 10 years ago, I started what I call Phil's Magical History Tour.
Oh, that's a cool, and, great name.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We owe a little nod to the Beatles
on that one.
But Phil's Magical History Tour takes us through old Wisconsin Rapids. So we have pictures of what the town looked like back in the early 1900s, and we see it now. And it's really quite interesting. So we finally are putting it on a PowerPoint presentation.
Nice.
It's about time this low-tech guy gets with the program.
I like it.
So fortunately, at the museum with Allison and Lori, they are a little more tech-savvy than I am, and we're able to get that onto a PowerPoint presentation and also get it onto our website. And also, one of the tours that I'm bringing back is our historic Third Street walking tour. And what's really fun is our museum, our building was built in 1907 by Isaac and Charlotte Witter. And not only did the Witters have a prominent spot on Third Street, but many other industrialists or titans of industry for Wisconsin Rapids also lived in that stretch, roughly from the museum, actually from the post office on Grand Avenue all the way to the library, or the, not the library, the expressway. The hospital and expressway. So all of Third Street between the expressway and Grand Avenue, East Grand, is really quite interesting. Now, we take it about halfway, starting at the museum, working toward the expressway, and then walking back. And James, it's absolutely amazing the stories that we have come up of the many lumbermen, Kellogg, the Lawrence Nash family affiliated with the Coos Edwards Paper Company. Of course, the Meads with Consolidated Paper Company, Preway, Mike Wolf, who built a house on Third Street, was pretty much very involved in the early days of Preway. So a lot of our titans of industry, once again, lived on Third Street, which sometimes was referred to as Quality Row. By any means, it's not the oldest neighborhood in town either. The oldest neighborhood is up near SS Peter and Paul Catholic Church up on the east side.
I remember you talking about that before. Just to pause real quick for that, on Third Street there, you mentioned, again, coming to being this area for a long time, that's a road I've been down many times. And the houses on that street stands out. It's, there's something different about it. And I think for a lot of us, we've felt that over the years. But to hear the history of that, and it's kind of like, it's a little bit like finding out, you know, you're right about a math problem. Like, oh, yeah, that 2 plus 2 is 4. Like, you walk down there, and you're like, there is some history here. And then you hear it, and you're like, oh, yeah, there's some real history to that area. It's a really great idea.
Yeah, so we'll be doing it coming up probably June and July. So keep your eye on our website, and we will also be posting it on our Facebook site as well. So we will try to limit it to about 25 or 30 people, because it would be kind of embarrassing to take 100 people down Third Street and back. But we'll start at the museum and work our way towards the expressway, and then come back to the museum. And so everybody can have a chance to see the exhibits and appreciate our local history. That's what we're there for. And so not only the Magical History Tour and the Third Street Walking Tour, but we're also working on the Paul Gross videos. Paul Gross, we actually were together with him recently. He's 100 years old. Young, and still of sound mind and body at 100, and but he put together 35 historic videos, and we were selling DVDs for many, many years. Well, the DVD has kind of fallen by the wayside, James. I don't know what the
I don't know when it happened.
What happened?
I don't know. I still use them sometimes. I hear you.
So anyway, we will be putting the Paul Gross videos on our website.
Excellent.
So have them available. Paul did donate them to our public access TV, so many have seen them. But to get them available on our website so people can view them
What a gift.
Whenever. is just such a gift to our community.
It really
what
is.
Paul has done.
We are so fortunate in this area to have some true, like, not just great good people, just in general good people, but people really believe in this area and have put many years and time and blood, sweat, and tears into this area to get to where we are today. It's nice to be able to, not just for us right now, but the idea of 20 years from now, 30 years from now, things like that, younger generations being able to see those videos, being able to see these individuals that help make this community what it is.
Oh, it's truly amazing, because not only Paul Gross at 100 is still with us, Marshall Beeler from the Port Edwards area, who wrote the history, basically, of the Port Edwards Nakusa area and Nakusa Edwards Paper Company is just phenomenal. Mm. Once again, 96 and just very, very sharp and with it. So, and Dave Engel, who's written many books on our local history, and having them available on our website. So what's really nice about this modern technology, James, is we've brought back a lot of history and making it available at the touch of a finger, which is really cool.
Yeah.
So I've always said that between Paul Gross, Dave Engel, and Marshall Beeler, they were my professors, and I was their student. And I'm blessed to have them still in my life, and we're blessed to have all three of them still in our community.
Yeah, very,
it's,
very
it's
fortunate.
It's truly amazing. And, you know, knowing, you know, doing local history, apparently that lives to longevity.
Yes.
So I'm bound to live into my hundreds.
Absolutely.
No problem.
Phil, you and I thought of the same thing at the same time, I think. you're giving me those ages. I'm like, wait a minute, did we find the key to the long life here?
The key, key to longevity.
So, not only living in this area, but being understanding the past, really understanding your history, really goes a long way for your longevity, it seems. And in all honesty, I think that there actually is a little truth to that. I got no science to back it up, but I think that there is a little truth to that. It's not a coincidence that the names you mentioned there, and I think many of us, when we think about people that are lovers of history, tend to live into an old age. So I think there might be a little bit of a little bit truth to that.
Say, I've got another story to tell you. We have put together a new local. Along with our traveling exhibits on the first floor, we always focus in on some local history in our first floor area. Actually, it's the J. Marshall Beeler Gallery.
Right, I like that.
Named after Marshall. And anyway, so what I always wanted to do, and I learned this from one of Paul Gross's videos, but we wanted to do a then and now segment. So what I did on Thanksgiving Day 6 months ago.
Okay.
Anyway, Thanksgiving of 2023, I went out into Wisconsin Rapids with my camera, and I stood at the same location where the photographer was 80 years before that.
Oh, wow.
So a lot of our old photos of downtown go back to about 1900, 1910, 1920, back into the 30s. Mm-hmm. So I'm standing right in the same location taking the now photos.
That is cool.
So we put the then photo and the now photo next to each other. And James, times have changed dramatically.
It's pretty amazing.
And it really is amazing, because we really have come a long ways. There's no doubt about it. We may have lost some of our beautiful buildings along the Wisconsin River, but look at that park system that we've developed.
Yes.
And we have beautiful views of the Wisconsin River. We still have some of our old historic buildings that have been nicely maintained by the owners. And so we can appreciate the past and, you know, from the future. It's been a fun exhibit to work on.
It sounds like such a great idea. First off, great idea. Nice work on this.
Thank you.
And also, to your point about the kind of fun, like, look back and everything, and to not only give us some appreciation of what we have now and how far we've come. I think that is always unique and interesting to be able to take in, no matter what we're talking about in human history and American history in particular. Yeah. But in this area, it's got that personal touch to it that always hits you differently. It gives you goosebumps kind of thing. I was talking about this with Mike and Tom about the Historic Point Boss, and I can't step, no matter how many times I go there, I can't step foot over there and not get goosebumps. I get the same feeling from the museum. And some of these spots in town here that have that history that I've learned about from you and the museum itself, there's something about that that not only gives you an appreciation of what you've experienced, but I think some insight on the future. I really do. I think some of where things are going, how much things can be better. I talk to people a lot, especially, Chicago's got some really cool, beautiful history to it, I think.
Absolutely.
And I've got a number of relatives that are either really into structures of buildings or architecture, mm-hmm. a lot of that. I have an architect for an uncle. And talking to them about that, and so many of the things that they did back then, how much it inspired modern architecture. And that is something that happens all the time in this area, too. Maybe not with architecture, but, they were doing this. That's a good idea. Maybe we should do something like that, or the way we get inspired from the past. You just never know what spark can happen from just taking in one of these exhibits at the museum or something.
Yeah, that's a very good point, because you look at our, for instance, our historic First National Bank building mm-hmm. on the west side. Now, U.S. Bank will be pulling out of that location by the end of May, but the building still stands.
Mm-hmm.
Now, kitty corner from there, we have the Mead Witter Building,
yeah.
another beautiful building,
yes.
historic part of town that goes back to the 1920s.
Mm.
And then, of course, across the street, the old Johnson Hills Building still
yes.
stands.
Yes,
that opened in 1912, James.
Wow.
And so we still have some beautiful buildings standing on the west side. What to do?
Mm.
You know, hopefully with the appreciation of our past, the wheels will be turning.
Yes.
And some of our entrepreneurs and some of our doers in the community will find a good reuse of that stunning bank building that was built in 1921.
I'm repeating myself a little bit from interview to interview here, but I can't help it because talking again with Mike and Tom about this, and one of the things that stood out to me when I went out to California was how like 80% of their buildings out there, they're just repurposed. These old, beautiful adobe buildings, at one point it was like a sheriff's office, but now it's a bank. You know, they didn't necessarily tear everything down to build something new up. They just kind of, it was a hermit crab kind of situation, just a new business moving in. It'd be really cool to see more of that be able to happen. Sometimes it's not possible, I understand, with the deterioration of a building. But we've got evidence of this in this area, of some of that hermit crab business kind of thing happening, yeah. and a business being successful while also keeping some of these buildings around.
Mm-hmm. That's a great way to put it, because you go to the east side of
yes.
the river, and we have that beautiful, the wood block
mm-hmm.
and the three-story building.
That's a beautiful building.
It's now been repurposed into yeah. a brew pub.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great use of the old wood block that was built in 1894.
Gosh, that's awesome.
By Franklin J. Wood,
wow.
whose father was Joseph Wood. Judge Joseph Wood.
Yes.
Our county was named after him.
It's incredible.
In 1856.
I love how everything ties together, too. God, I love that. Oh, I just love
And the wood block is still standing.
Mm.
So built in 1894 once again. So you really look at the east side, that beautiful job that
yeah.
Rick Mender did on the Flatiron Building, former location of the First National Bank before they moved over to the west side.
Mm-hmm.
And that building is absolutely beautiful part of our downtown. And so I'm really glad you brought that up, because the city of Chicago and all its wonderful repurposing and the hermit crab correlation is very clever.
I have a weird brain,
you
though.
You still got it, man. Yeah. You still got it.
want to remind everybody, too, that all of these things that we're talking about, you can take in. The museum is free and open to the public.
Absolutely.
We want to keep it used. We want to make sure that it is. We're spreading the word about these great events and things going on. Be sure to find out more information. We'll give you the information of the website and that before we wrap up, Phil.
Mm-hmm.
We got a couple of minutes left. Was there some other things you wanted to touch on?
Well, definitely a project in the works, James. Mm. And I've been meaning, it's maybe letting the cat out of the bag a little early.
Oh, we love that around here.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you'll be the first to know.
Yes, yes.
And anyway, it's kind of interesting, but many historical societies around the state, around the country, have these cemetery tours. Mm. And I did talk to our friends over at Forest Hills Cemetery. Mm. And on a limited basis, 25, 30 people, I would be able to walk people through a certain wow. section of Forest Hill to talk about our pioneers. Mm. So many of our prominent citizens are there in a rather central location,
yeah.
older part of the cemetery, including Joseph Wood. Joseph
together.
Wood is yeah, up there. Yeah. And well, that's, and it's just absolutely interesting that we can take the time and go through and talk about the people mm-hmm. of the past.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful, wonderful way to learn about our history because these were the ones that shaped that were there, our pioneers, so to speak. Yeah. And
all of us are,
our future.
Are here because of them. You know, one way or another, they helped it make it give us a town to move to, a town to live in or grow up in or what have you. And it's a nice chance to not only take that stroll down memory lane, but also to give some respect. Mm-hmm. It's not an easy balance to do that, to be able to, you know, we treat our cemeteries with respect and grace and all of. But something like this is also very noteworthy. So to walk that line, I appreciate that from you and the people that work at those over there to work that they're doing on this. It's a little bit, it hits a little close to home, I think, for a lot of us, where if you have relatives over there, this is something that I know that they would want, these kind of things and to be able to keep this history alive.
Yeah, they really would. And that's a really nice way to put it because we do respect the cemetery at all costs while we're in mm-hmm. there. But it's really an amazing tour, and
yeah.
it's not haunted or anything like that. It's just fond memories of the past.
It's a great idea, Phil.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful, beautiful cemetery, well kept. And so please keep your eye on our website and Facebook page. And I've got that on my to-do list. So
looking forward to hearing more about
it.
I've
got to get on it.
Yeah, too. Yeah.
The sooner I get on it, the better. And once again, we always have to limit these tours to 25, 30
yeah.
people. You would hate to see 100 people
yeah.
Going through, walking over graves and stuff like that. So we're very careful to respect
yeah.
our friends. By the way, part of the tour, Grim Natwick.
Oh, nice.
Is right
nice.
In that neighborhood.
Yeah.
So our well-known Grim Natwick lived to be 100 years old and most famous for coming up with the Betty Boop character.
That's so great.
And he has a very modest little
yeah,
little,
yeah.
Little
I've seen
grave.
It, and it is neat. It is yeah. nice. It's a very classy, very nice.
Yeah, the Natwick part of the cemetery. So
keep in mind.
It's interesting.
Yeah, keep in mind, everybody, the museum is, admission is free to the public, always for the museum. Museum is open on Sundays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 1 to 4. You can find out more information by going to their website, swchs-museum.com, swchsmuseum.com. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. It's a great Facebook page. Keep up to date on everything that they are doing over there. And Phil, also want to make sure that they can reach you. Do you have any information for them to be able to reach you?
Yeah, the best way to either call us on the phone. We actually do still have a phone line, a landline, James.
Nice.
Not bad.
Yeah.
And so 715-423-1580. Yeah. But our website is kept up to date very nicely with mm-hmm. Lori and Allison.
They do a great job.
They're the ones that are in charge.
They do a great job.
I just take orders. And they're the ones that keep the plate spinning.
We, and we also know how much you do over there, though, Phil. And we greatly appreciate that. Appreciate the whole board and everybody keeping history alive over there. Keep up the great work. Don't be a stranger. We got to talk to you before the end of summer here. We got to get you in again real soon, okay?
Yeah, and especially as we go on these tours, walking yes. tour, Third Street.
We'll be spreading the word about them on our morning shows. We'll yeah. be letting everybody know about them. Spreading the word about this, and we'll have you back real soon. Thank you again for the time, Phil.
James, thank you for being here for us. We really appreciate all you do for our community.
Thank you. Big thank you to Meredith Kleckler and our friends at Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau as well for setting this up. Appreciate them. And a big thank you to Pam Helke, doing the great scheduling she does week in and week out. We appreciate you and appreciate all you listeners out there. We'll have more Midday Magazine for you next week right here at WFHR.